that special. Oh no, not at all. It takes a real cowboy to get it, and not to mention a lack of follow through. Who want to build monuments to when you bit off more than you could chew? Too curiously lay in bed, mercurial beheadings red. Solitary beckoning to be loved evermore.
When I thought you were gone,
What's the scene like in Guelph? Because I find here in Montreal, like speaking about diversity of crowds, there are, I've noticed more women here than any other kind of place that I've gone to see shows. Is Guelph similar to Montreal, or is it more kind of like, you know, going to, I guess, loud things? Is it more just like a big sausage fest full of like random guys that are just like, oh, stand back here.
That's entirely cultivated by the people running the shows.
Okay.
Yeah, right? Yeah. I think like, it depends on who's running the show. I mean, Guelph is such a small scale compared to Montreal. There is a vibrant art scene, and a lot of people are creating
very, very, very vibrant art scene.
People are creating really great music. It's really fun. I think that their genres wax and wane in popularity in the city, and it's dependent on so many different factors. I can say I can notice an uptick over the past few years of having not so much of a mono crowd, so having so much diversity, but just having different faces, different people coming through and wanting to access music.
And we're so close to Toronto too, which is wonderful to be able to access shows and music there as well. And I think, you know, we're very lucky in Guelph to be able to have, you know, some of those bands to come to the city to play, because Guelph, although it is a small city, it is just as deserving as any other big city in terms of arts and culture. So there has been an uptick, I guess that's the word, sort of a, there have been more bands coming to Guelph recently, and that's been really great. And in the past, like, it's always been, you know, quite vibrant. Of course, during the pandemic, there wasn't a lot of shows happening. But yeah, it's a wonderful city.
It's historically because it's between Toronto and London and Hamilton, and so it's actually been a tour stop for a lot of bands. We've been really lucky over the years to get really really great, really big, really interesting music there. But just the pandemic obviously has changed the landscape a lot, and people are trying to build things continually.
CJLO 1690 AM, there is an excerpt from the Bonnie Trash interview that you'll get to hear along with the session that I'm going to play today for you, just for you, for your enjoyment, for your pleasure, because I am all about providing you with all of the things you need to get through your day, your life in general. And that is me then playing Bonnie Trash for you. That's exactly what it is. But it's also me playing other music for you, music that you don't know what it is, but I'm about to tell you. You just heard some, we'll start from the top of the show, work our way down, off of a very long, and I gotta be honest with you, difficult record to sit through. That was something off of The Cure's remix album, Mixes of a Lost World. That's Fragile Thing remixed by The Twilight Sad. That's toward the end of the record, and I purposefully picked that because I actually don't think people are going to get that far into it, because it's 24 songs, and it is long. It feels long, and I think that's because you're listening to kind of the same thing over and over and over again for 24 songs. So I'm not knocking The Cure here. I'm just saying if you want to jump in on this, you should take a much more restrained approach than I did, is what I'm trying to say here. After that, some Broken Love with Callus off of the program. And then you heard some commercials. And then the Callus Dow Boys with Douchebag Safari, because as I was saying, it's F1. Time here in Montreal, and Douchebag Safari is indeed what is occurring here right now. That's off of their latest record, I Don't Want to See You in Heaven, which, Douchebag Safari, I Don't Want to See You in Heaven, this is all checking out, it all makes sense. And that's basically where we are now, but that leads us to here at this point in time. And I figure what I'll do is, since there's going to be a lot of talking in the next hour, I'll try and go kind of aggressive here. I'll make a nice, super aggressive point at this point in the show, and then we'll work our way back to where you would expect Bonnie Trash to be, which is aggressive, but not as aggressive as what I'm about to play, right? So let's start off. Last week I mentioned there's a new Rivers of Nile record out. Those Reading, Pennsylvania boys putting out a new record. Maybe? I'm almost convinced that this is like a re-recording of something they did previously, but I find no evidence of that past what I had heard previously, or thought I had heard, I guess. I'm going to play a trifecta off this record, which of course is Rivers of Nile, off of Rivers of Nile, by Rivers of Nile. I love that. And then I'll play some Mares of Thrace for you, Disenfranchised Grief off of The Loss, and we'll see where we go from there. Maybe some Grin. Yeah, some Grin I think I'll play. Something off of Grin's latest record. And we'll see what else we play. So keep it locked. CJLO 1690 AM, Grade A Explosives. Bonnie Trash, coming up later.
Now the screams never fade.